right, we'll get to the people. Also, we got a couple new names to throw in the hopper in the 4 o'clock hour. And I know, unless I land you Michael Jordan in his prime, it won't be good enough for you. But a couple new names have entered the chat as guys that Trajan Langdon could offer for. I'll get them to you in the 4 o'clock. Right now, it's Kenny. It's Wallman. Who is your Wallman? The one who got away. Can I ask Kenny one question before we go to the phones?
Yeah.
I don't want to belabor this, but Kenny,
why aren't the horses very nice to me?
What's up?
Why aren't the horses very nice to me today?
Okay. Just breathe. Ooh, whoa. The Wallman thing.
Sure.
I just want you to, at least in your own words, do you believe if he had stayed that it makes, how much of a difference would it have made?
I think it makes a difference on things like the power play. And I think down the stretch, when you need guys like that. You need guys that can play playoff-style hockey to get into and succeed in the playoffs. I think for the defense specifically, he represents about a 20% improvement.
Okay.
And that's way more than we needed to make the playoffs. I think if we had Wallman, we would probably be a playoff team. I don't know how good of a playoff team we'd be. We might be a first-round exit.
Oh, wow.
Because you're saying at least you're in the playoffs.
Yeah, we might be one of the bottom feeder teams that loses to Florida, but you know what? I mean, or Toronto or
but
whatever.
But if it's the difference in ending the streak and not, I get why Kenny's angry. I can't speak to whether what he just said is true, but if Kenny says it and it's hockey-related, yeah, I respect it. And, I mean, that you have every right to be upset.
And it's not because Jake Wallman's some stellar player, but look at the role that he's playing on a Stanley Cup team right now and scoring in the Stanley Cup
Finals. Major minutes. And last night, every time they leave the zone, who's the guy getting them out of the zone?
Correct.
It's him.
He's not some bum-ass player.
No.
He represents a big difference on any defensive core. Like when we talked about Wyatt Langford, I know that's your guy, that's your project.
But the difference is the Tigers are really good, so I've moved on.
No, but when they were not, and you saw Texas in the playoffs, in the World Series, with him in the lineup,
yeah.
That's what we're talking about here. It's the same thing.
Yes. Yes, you understand my point, and it's same with Rico. Look, Lions are good, Tigers are good. It helps. With you, I understand the Wallman thing because your team is bad. And then you're told, well, essentially, well, they had to get rid of him. Well, why? I'm sorry. Was he launching puppies out of a cannon?
No and no.
Okay.
That's what we got. We got all no right. And no. And by the way, I listened to a bunch of national podcasts. They play that clip and go, what the hell is going on? They actually played that Rieger clip.
Oh, really?
And they said, can anybody explain this? Because we don't know what Steve Yzerman is doing. I'm sorry. I'll get off my Yzerman soapbox. It's frustrating.
Hold on, though. Don't go yet. Because the reports today, did you see in the papers?
I did see something exciting.
Yeah, but hold on. It's all about scoring. How does that fix a horrific defensive core, a horrific penalty kill, and a substandard goaltending situation?
I saw a different report than you saw.
What did you say?
I saw that the Red Wings are amongst one of the three teams interested in, should he not re-sign there, Aaron Ekblad.
Yeah, okay.
Interesting.
Now, that will help part of the equation, but that can't be all.
No, that can't be all, but to what you said
that's
about...
That's a B signing. Fair?
Fair. B plus. Give it a B plus. Aaron Ekblad's really good, and he's in the Cup Finals. Let's be fair about
it. If you do it with an Elias Pettersson revenge tour,
right,
then it would become a B plus.
And if the scoring thing that you read was true, address two needs. I think all of your needs need to be addressed. The scoring, the defense, the goaltending.
All right, Marner, Ekblad, and Kosa, FTW.
Okay, yep, exactly.
I have nothing.
Yeah, sure, 100%.
The goaltending thing is just going to be Peter Mrazek.
Question mark.
Yeah. I can't wait.
Yeah.
Kenny's head's going to explode. Let's go to Kyle, 97.1. Kyle, what's going on, buddy?
Gentlemen, how are you guys doing today?
Good. What's up, Kyle?
All first-time caller, long-time listener. Oh, boy. Ekblad, first off, isn't coming to Detroit. He's not leaving Florida. Why would you leave a tax-free haven and Stanley Cup champions? Not going to happen.
Okay. Thank you for killing any joy. Appreciate that.
No, yeah, no problem. The one guy that we did miss, and this goes back to the 1990 entry draft, Detroit Red Wings selected Keith Primeau in third overall. And the Pittsburgh Penguins, fifth overall, selected Jaromir Jagr.
Oh, my God.
Imagine that one. The following year, you get Nick Lidstrom and Sergei Fedorov.
I mean, Keith Primeau was good.
Stop it, David. David, you just stop it, David. Kyle's in pain. I don't think he needs that remark.
You were just shot. Here's a Band-Aid.
Thank you, Kyle. Tremendous. How depressing.
Yeah.
But at least it was, 40 years ago or whatever it was. Let's go to Brad, 97.1. Brad, what's going on?
Hey, Mike. I don't mean to pile on Kenny, but I got one that I think he feels the same way as me about. How about Marian Hossa instead? We kept Franzen for multiple years,
yep.
Broken down, and had to pay him all that money, and he didn't play. I'm a Red Wings 10-game season holder for the last 2 years, and, your Yzerman scale of the week, I was a 3 earlier, and Wallen fired that one in last night. I'm now a 2, which means I'm not going to renew this year at the Selecta seat next Saturday. So, thank you, Stevie.
The only thing that made the Marian Hossa thing a little more tolerable is didn't he have, a skin rash thing and he couldn't put his pads on anymore and had to retire?
Yeah, but how many cups did he get with Chicago?
I'm trying to make it better. It's Friday. I'm trying to help. I can't fix it.
It still hurts.
I know.
Kenny, doesn't it still hurt?
I can't listen, Brad. I mean, we're all watching the Stanley Cup Finals. It does bother you because it's not just that the player is good; it's that you acted like he was radioactive, and then less than a year later, a team paid a first for him, and they're a Stanley Cup team. It's not like he went to the Blackhawks. It drives you crazy.
It does.
I appreciate it, Brad. I'm sorry. I tried with the Hossa thing. I know. You bet on the wrong horse. I know it. David, a few ticket texts, please.
Sam Levitt for Michigan State. That is Connor in a car.
No. Stop. We got to stop with this. First of all, here, I don't care. Sam Levitt's not that good. If you actually watch Arizona State football, he's not that good. We cannot make him that he turned into Peyton Manning when he left. Second of all, there was nothing you could do. Jonathan Smith didn't like him out of high school, didn't recruit him out of high school. Levitt made up his mind the minute they hired Jonathan Smith, I'm leaving. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's the same as...
It's not. Apparently, Smith said something to him during the recruiting process, and the second he signed the contract... Not only did he leave, he didn't leave quietly.
He packed his bag.
He was just like, F this guy. I'm never going to play for him. I'm gone.
And again,
he made some back name Scatterboo good.
But I'm not saying he's bad, but he's not all that. I don't, like what? I'm sitting
because
here.
Because you saw him in the playoffs. That's why.
Yeah, but again, look at the team he had around him.
Right. And I would say, if you swap quarterbacks and you put Childs in the middle of that, he would have made the playoffs with Arizona State, too, playing out in that conference.
There are plenty of kids who left state that bothered me. That's not a big one.
Jake in D.C., Ohio State fan here. The one that got away from me was Joe Burrow.
Yes.
Oh. Mm.
But the people who should be really bothered by that are Nebraska fans. He wanted to go there. They told him you're a safety.
Yeah, good call.
Yikes.
I just imagine Ohio State we just let him go. He put up a season like no other quarterback.
It's the singular best season I've ever seen at LSU. That was, he did that in the SEC. You're like, this isn't real. Mm-hmm. Then you had OBJ on the field handing out dollar bills. What a time.
That was amazing.
What a time.
Oh, we talked about Randy Moss earlier. Somebody texted in, lifelong Florida State fan since 1980s. Randy Moss would have been on the same team as Peter Warrick back in the day for Florida State.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's the one that got
away.
Yeah,
hold on. Randy,
I thought he was Notre Dame.
He was, but he was also supposed to go to Florida State.
Okay.
Wasn't one Weed and one Grades?
I think so. I think Notre Dame was great.
I thought Notre Dame was Grades.
Oh, okay.
Well, either way, he launched Chad Pennington's career.
Yes, he did.
Come on. All right. I nerded out enough. We'll move on. 97.1.